Wakey, wakey, little doll. There you are. Are you feeling shy? Hey, don't you close the curtains. I want to play with you. Do you feel safe in your house? Do you think a few toothpicks and plaster are going to keep me out? Oh, that is so pathetically cute. The nice thing about dollhouses is that the roof comes right off. Peekaboo! Don't struggle. You might hurt yourself. Your tiny little body is so delicate. You need to be extra careful with yourself, since I can't just go get another. There's nobody quite like you. You know that, right? I love you. Aww. Do you really want to hurt my feelings? Everything must look so different now that you're tiny and your eyes are so close together. But surely you recognize my voice. Coffee dates. We held hands. You were so charming, but so sad. Everybody is so demanding of you. You didn't even want to talk about it at first, but it seems like everybody wants a piece of you. And you were so tired, you said you wanted to disappear. Didn't you? You made a wish, and I granted it. Now, instead of a dozen people hounding you to go to work, call them, be at this meeting, blah, 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 you only have one person to occupy your tiny little brain. Me? And I want all of you. Did I mention I don't share? Now, shut up. I don't want to hear you complain. I want to comfort you. There. Isn't that nice? How long has it been since you've been cradled? My chest is nice and warm and smothering. I really hope you can breathe. Aww, did I hit your reset button? Look at you, you've gotten all nice and limp. I wonder if that's an involuntary response to being held up to a wall of flesh. Am I nice and soft? You can answer. Aww. It's so cute when you rub your tiny little face into me. It's starting to sink in now, isn't it? That the old life of yours is gone. You're never going back. I mean, at this size, how could you? I'm your whole world now. And you'll find that I can be quite needy. Never said I was perfect. I'm jealous. Sometimes I get moody if I don't get attention. And if I'm in a bad mood, then you might find yourself in a rather dangerous position. Entirely by accident, of course. I would never intentionally make you uncomfortable. My precious little dolly. But you can see how it's in your best interest to keep me happy. I do have low expectations for you. After all, you're not good for anything now. I'll have to do all the cooking and cleaning, and you're not even fit to work a day job. Nope, I'll have to take care of all of that. You can keep your dollhouse nice and tidy. And from the second I get home to the moment I fall asleep, that's when you'll work your real job. making me happy? You have such a way with words. The way you smiled and squeezed my hand. I just knew you were the one for me. And now you're going to spend your evenings tucked into my pockets, telling me how excited you are to see me, and how boring it is when I'm not here. Oh, and we can have crafting time after dinner? And I'll make you cute little outfits to wear? Or little pieces of furniture for your cute little dollhouse? And at night we'll cuddle until we drift off. I might need to tape you to a pillow. For your protection, of course. But we'll figure it out. So, are you feeling rested? Mm-hmm. That was your second wish. You said you've been overworked. Did you know that if you miss 1 hour of sleep, you'll just be a little extra tired until you make up for it? You can carry around so much sleep debt. You must have had hundreds of hours overdue. When I shrunk you, you passed out for a whole week. So much has happened while you've recovered. At first, I was worried I killed you. I've never shrunk someone before. But you were so cute. I could feel you breathing. I'd fall asleep with you laying on my collarbone, and I'd pet your cute little head. Here, sit up for me. I want to look at you. So cute. A perfect miniature. I thought you were quite attractive before. It made me so nervous to talk to you. All 4'11" of me was trembling. But now I feel much better, actually. You drool in your sleep. You can't be scared of someone when you see them that vulnerable, right? Do I scare you now? Oh, you'll get used to it. If you add fear and love, you get awe. If you only knew how much that excites me. Perhaps I shouldn't say. Oh, but people have come looking for you. Parasites. All of them. People who have come to rely on you without appreciating you? Like your boss and your landlord. It's okay. I dealt with them. Are you sure you want to know? Okay, well, I shrank them. The boss first. I expected them to go unconscious, but they didn't. I had to chase them down. Didn't take me long, though. Tiny little legs can't run very fast. And I sort of panicked. They were screaming so loud. You wouldn't think such a pipsqueak could make so much noise. I needed to muffle them, so I put them in my mouth. And then they got real quiet. I could feel them holding onto my tongue. Or trying, at least. And then I swallowed them. It was so empowering. Just feeling them kicking in my belly. And it's probably better this way. I could have just squeezed them in my hand. Then it would have been over much faster for them. But I'd have made such a mess. Plus, what if the police saw me with bloody hands? And then what was I supposed to do? Bury the itty-bitty body? No, this is cleaner. I knew exactly what I was going to do when your landlord started snooping. Same with the police. Piggies taste the best. Did you know that? Ooh, especially the detectives. I had an interview with one. So I took him home in my lunchbox. And I'm really getting a taste for them. I like to suck on them and then just tilt my head back and gulp. Oh, on the train today, there's a stretch of track where it's 20 minutes until we get to the next station. I shrunk, everybody. I mean, what were they going to do? Push the emergency call button when they're 8 inches tall? Cell phones don't work after you shrink them. There was nothing they could do but run and hide. Except one woman. She saw me rummaging through the seats, finding people and gobbling them up, and she got really shy. I had to hold her up to my ear to hear what she was saying. She said she wouldn't run away, and she would let me eat her. But only if she got to watch me eat everybody else first. I'm so glad I agreed, because she saw where a lot of people were hiding, and I might have missed one without her. I know, I shouldn't do things that are so risky. And 20 little snacks was so many. Oh, my tummy was bulging after 14 or 15, but I did promise that nice lady. So I let her watch, and I savored every last one. Oh, I was stuffed. So I stuck her in my mouth, and I sucked and licked on her the whole way home. Must have had her writhing for 20 minutes or more, waiting for the plunge. In fact, I only swallowed her a bit ago. You want to feel my tummy? Here. Can you hear her in there? Say hi to my friend. Aw, I wonder if I got her all excited again, recounting how I made all those people disappear. I am such a glutton. And it's all for you, too. I would have never gotten the taste if I wasn't protecting you. And no matter how many people investigate, more people will just keep disappearing. Your little hands feel so good on my tummy. If you're feeling affectionate, how about a kiss? Go on, climb up my body. You know you want to. Dig your fingers into the fabric of my shirt. You can do it. Do I have to do all the work? That kind of tickles. Come on, you're almost there. Don't get distracted. I might bring in my elbows and give you a little jostle if you linger on my chest. You might bruise like a banana. So is that it? No higher? That's okay. My chin must be like a cliff to you. We'll need to work on your upper body strength. But for today, I'll give you a little rear end lift. Okay, pucker up. Hmm. You taste so good. It's so hard not giving you a bunch of little licks. Oh, those little kisses you land on my Cupid's bow are delightful. Oh my goodness, you're soaked. I'm so sorry. I just can't help it. You make me salivate so much. Get back over here. You just taste so good. You just taste so good. Knowing it's you, my precious one. Teetering between getting another sloppy kiss. Or a trip to the abyss. Oh. How does that make you feel? Afraid? Or enamored? I want your little hearts to race. Just knowing that I could eat you. I might eat you. People who want to be swallowed are so much more fun. But if you don't accept me as your girlfriend, maybe I should eat you anyway. So hard to choose. I can hear you. Tell me more. Aw, do you really think I'm pretty? And I was right. Do you have, like, a thing for big girls who can control you without even trying? You're so gullible. I would never eat you. Not when you're the one for me. I would devour the entire human race before I swallow you for good. And I'm thinking that you've been a good little doll today. Oh, look at you. You're so dirty. It's not your fault. I guess it's my responsibility to clean you up. Do you want me to take you to the sink, or should we take a shower together? You better be careful. You could get your tiny little leg stuck in the drain. I'll do my best not to step on you. But then again, wouldn't putting you in the sink be so cute? I could make you a little bubble bath and give you all my love and attention. But I do need a shower. Decisions, decisions.